Blog Talk Radio.
Dark shadow in a beat-up Chevy caught my eye when I wasn't ready. I fell fast, went too far. Before I knew it, he stole my heart. But bad news is all I heard round town about how you don't go down Black River Road. It's where he lives and the bad blood flows. That boy's got crooked roots beneath his boots. From the long line of men, crooks and outlaws who bury their sins. The devil himself planted that tree, dug that hole and he watered that seed. That boy's got crooked roots beneath his boots, tangled that mess you don't want to get into. Tall and straight, that family tree may grow that way, but it ain't what it seems. Underneath the dirt there lies the cold hard truth. Boy's got crooked roots. Pull me, pull me deeper in the woods. I can't run, but I know I should. He's pulling me deeper in the woods. No, he's bad, but it feels so good. Pull me deeper in the woods. Can't run, but I know I should. He's pulling me deeper in the woods. Know he's sad, but it feels so good. That boy's got crooked roots beneath his boots. Tangled that mess you don't want to get into. Falling straight, that family tree may grow that way, but it ain't what it seems. Underneath the dirt there lies the cold hard truth. Crooked roots.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Days with Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Jess Taylor with us. We'll talk with Jess about her career, music, and anything that that she's working on that that she can talk about. I so cannot wait for this. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me, who I think he's in Nashville. Hey, Craig, how are you, buddy?
Good, Cody.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm just ready for this interview today, and talking to Jess off air, I can tell this is going to be fun.
Yes, I met Jess in September Nashville. She was the last show before I left. Commodore, she was sensational, and it turns out that she's going to be the last show that I attend tomorrow evening before I leave to Nashville, so the best is end up saving for last again. So it's been a good pattern, so I'm excited for this interview.
And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Jess Taylor to the show. Hey, Jess, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on your show.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be able to talk to you guys. It's always so much fun for me.
absolutely.
Before we go any further, that song I just played, Crooked Road, which just happens to be your brand new single. That was the first time I'd ever heard it all the way through. And, oh, my God, it is so good.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I wrote that song with my friends Josh Mathaney and Whitney Dahlstrom. I think it was like the second or third time I had ever been to Nashville. And, you know, it just flowed. And I think actually that was the first time that I wrote with three people, which now I write with three people or less or more all the time. But it was just such a fun song to write and record. And everybody who was involved in getting the song together, I'm just so grateful for, because I think it turned out like so much better than I could have hoped for.
Yes, it was by far, and definitely not crooked. Yeah. Yes. Can you just, how did you end up coming up with the idea to write Crooked Roots?
So it's actually funny. I had come up with the hook. Sometimes I do this when I'm writing songs. I'll just think of a hook randomly throughout the day and I'll write it down. And I'd come up with the hook Crooked Roots, and I brought it to my friends Josh and Whitney. And I didn't really have a direction that I wanted to go with it. I just kind of wanted to write something that was different. And Josh said, what about Crooked Roots Beneath His Boots? And I was like, oh, my goodness, yes. So it ended up turning into, like, this whole storyline, which, you know, just all tied together. It was really cool.
Well, and it did tie together very well.
I don't know if you've seen the tweets or the Instagram posts or anything, but I host every Friday afternoon. I host a music show called Indie Country Radio, where I'll take my top three favorite independent songs of that week. I'll play them, and I'll spotlight the artist. So I'm gonna add a Crooked Roots to a rotation on that show soon.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome! Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Before we officially start things off today, I always have to ask two questions. Well, they're not exactly questions, but first off, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, well, again, my name is Jess Taylor. I've always been involved in music. My dad is a musician, and I started out actually singing in church when I was 4 years old. That was the first time that I had performed in front of anyone, and we sang a Christmas song. We actually sang Christmas together on stage in front of my church. But my dad has always been a musician. He's been writing songs. He does a lot of gospel music. So I grew up listening to him writing songs, and I would sit right next to the piano at 3 years old and listen to him writing those songs and, you know, just sing along with him. And I really started, you know, writing when I was around 13, 14, just kind of like writing my own songs. And I've just always been involved in music, always loved music, always listened to music. And I got involved with a group called Tunes for Tots when I think I was 13 or 14, and it was a group that we went out and sang and raised money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And then when I was 15 to 16 years old, I got a record deal with an independent label, and so I've just always done music ever since I can remember.
Let me ask you this. How often do you make the trip to Nashville?
I actually live in Nashville right now.
I got you.
I moved to Nashville almost in April it'll be 2 years. But when I think the first trip I ever made to Nashville, I was 16, and ever since then I had gone up at least once a year. So I've been making trips back and forth since I was 16.
Nice. I just live about 3 hours west of Nashville, but I have family that lives about maybe 15 or 20 minutes outside the city, and I go pretty much every chance I get.
Oh, yeah, Nashville is an amazing city.
Trust me, if I could transfer my job here, I would move here.
Oh, yes. It's like my favorite city in the world, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. There's so much to do and so much talent and so much, like, history here. It's amazing.
On any given night, it could be a Monday night or a Tuesday night. On any given night, you can go to pretty much any bar or a music venue, wherever it is around Nashville. There's always music playing. There's always somebody making music.
Always, every day, at every time of the day, too. It could be 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and there will be bands going
right.
at it.
Right. So I did kind of have some fun kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're okay with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question. Honestly, I mean, I would say maybe move into Nashville a little sooner. I mean, I moved to Nashville. It was like literally a couple days before my 20th birthday. And I feel like if I had been here a little sooner, I could build the connections that I have now, you know, just a little earlier and write with amazing people, just have more time in Nashville. You know, there's never enough time. But honestly, the people that I've worked with, I wouldn't change anything, just with the people that I've worked with and the hurdles I've had to overcome to get to where I am now, you know, made me who I am as an artist. So no, if I wouldn't, the only thing I would change is moving here sooner, because Nashville is just a magical place.
Yes.
It is.
And this is kind of,
you know, it's like the Disney World of the
bit.
South almost.
Yes, it is. I agree. It's kind of a little bit off the subject, but we were talking earlier off air, that you kind of tweaked your knee a little bit. Did you play sports in high school or anything?
Well, I mean, I did a lot of stuff in middle school and high school. I played soccer. I did cheerleading, swimming, all that kind of fun stuff. But I've always loved running. I was in cross country when I was in middle school. And when I got a little bit older, I think about when I turned 18, that's kind of when I started running all the time. And when I'm originally from Florida, so I lived in Florida, and me and my best friend would go running on the beach like every morning. And it was a really fun thing that we got to do. And then I moved up here, and let me tell you, it is so different running where the ground is not flat. I mean, in Florida, there's no hills, there's no mountains, and then you get to Tennessee,
right.
and it's like there's no flat ground. So it was a little bit of an adjustment, but, you know, I still love running. And so, yeah, I did tweak my knee. Last year in March, I ran a relay race. It's called Ragnar. It's a 200-mile relay race from Chattanooga to Nashville. And
wow.
I found out the day before that I was going to be running it, I was a fill-in. You know, they were like, oh, yeah, we're not going to need you. It's all good. So I hadn't really trained or prepared too much for it. And then the day before, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I found out I was running it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I ended up, you know, doing some damage to my knee afterwards and did some physical therapy to heal it up a little bit. But I did tweak it today, a little bit.
You said moving from Florida to Tennessee was kind of a culture shock for you.
Oh yeah,
how about
absolutely.
This weather that we're having up here in Tennessee right now?
Oh my goodness, that probably was the biggest adjustment. I love cold weather, I loved cold weather. In Florida, you know, our winters were like maybe we get down 50. In the 40s like one day out of the entire winter it would get down in the 40s, and we loved it. Like, that was our favorite time. And then the other days it would be like 80 degrees. But coming here, the summers are just as hot, maybe a little less humid, but they're just as hot. In the winters, at least this winter, has been brutal. I mean, 20s every single day for the past, like, month.
And you've gotten snow.
Tennessee weather.
Yeah, a lot of snow. I think the last time it snowed, which was, like, a couple days ago, we got, like, I think it was, like, 3-4 inches of snow.
Right. But we have a saying here in Tennessee, if you don't like the weather, give it 15 minutes, it'll change.
I remember I saw the funniest picture on Facebook, and it was like, I don't normally experience all four seasons in 2 days, but when I do, it's in Nashville. And it's because the day before it was like 68 degrees,
the
and then the next day it was snowing.
It's 20.
I guess it has to be, it's like a buffet almost.
Yeah.
Getting back on track here. If you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now?
I have a love-hate relationship with that question because, honestly, like, music is the only thing that I've ever thought about. I've never wanted to have a backup singer. I've never wanted to do anything else. But when I was in middle school, we had to take a science class, and it was meteorology. And I really just connected with it, and I loved meteorology. I've loved, like, studying weather ever since. So if I had to do something, it would be, like, it would probably be, like, newscasting or being a meteorologist, something along those lines. Still being in the public eye, but, you know, maybe telling weather or reporting stories.
Awesome. See, I'm a big weather geek myself, so I understand where you're coming from there. I'm a big weather geek myself. I love it. I want to talk about music just a second. What bands or artists are you currently listening to?
Oh, that is a very good question. When I first moved to Nashville, I only listened to country music. Like, I had Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Miranda Lambert, all of them, like, just on repeat on my iPod. And then I moved up here, and I realized how big the music scene actually was, and I had some people, important people in my life, you know, introduce me to different genres. And it definitely influenced my style a lot. Today I listen to, like, Chris Stapleton, Lucy Silvas, The Civil Wars, Sturgill Simpson, I love him, and Jason Isbell, and the 400 Unit. There's just so many different styles of that branch off from country music that just inspire me so much and that I love to listen to.
Well, country is more popular than it ever was because there's so many different genres of country. So even if you're not a traditional country lover, yes, you can still like country today because of the different genres that it has. R&B, hip hop, you know, pop country, rock country.
Yeah.
I agree completely. If you know me personally, and my best friend will tell you this about me, my music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, please don't judge me for having this on my playlist.
Yep, I have heard that before.
What? Like, I'll give you a prime example. I'll be listening to Eminem 1 minute as hardcore rap as you can get, and the next minute it'll switch over to Alan Jackson, straight up country as you can get.
Yeah, absolutely. That is definitely a wide array of music genres you got going on there.
Yeah, you know, I always say, I'll listen to anything once, twice if I like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so, this is a fun question. You're stranded on a deserted island. And can only take 3 items with you. What are you taking?
I've never thought about this. It's so funny because I know so many people have been asked this question, and I've never thought to give it an answer. But, it's so hard to answer that because you don't know if there's going to be cell service or electricity. Okay, I guess not, because it's a deserted island. That totally didn't make any sense. Let's try this again. I'd definitely bring my guitar, because that never dies. Probably something so that I can get some clean water. And, man, I gotta go with, the survivalist in me. I gotta, have, a knife, too. So I got my guitar, my water, and my knife.
Awesome. Very practical, actually. Very practical.
Yeah, I know.
What would you do for food?
My answer is so boring.
That's okay. There's not much to do on a desert island. It's supposed to be boring. I mean,
I can serenade the trees.
Yes, and hopefully the tree will lead to falling coconuts for you to eat.
Exactly.
That's funny. This next question I've got, I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I'll watch, read, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can possibly find. So, I was watching one time, a Dan Rather interview Kid Rock, and he asked him this question, and I thought it was the greatest question of all time, so I'm going to ask you. When everything's said and done with your career, and you won a major award after a major award, which is going to happen for you, there's not a question, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Honestly, my biggest goal is to just touch people with my music. I want people to listen to my songs and be able to take something from them, be able to relate to them. And you know, I want to have those songs that make people laugh and make people cry and make people think. And, I mean, that's my biggest goal. I've always said that, I want to be able to sell out arenas, but as long as my music touches people, there could be one person in the room, and there could be 1,000 people in the room, there could be 1,000,000 people in the room. As long as someone takes something away from my song, then you know I've done my job as a songwriter and as an artist delivering the song.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this now, and I'll mention it again, but if there's ever anything that we can do for you on the show, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
You know, the way I view this show, and I've been doing this for the past 6 years, the way I view this show is if we can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, that next interview or that next gig or whatever, I've more than done my job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking on the music side of things, as a creative person, which I know you obviously are creative, what inspires or motivates you?
Again, just wanting to make a story out of my songs. You know, I always try to come up with some kind of background. For example, I wrote a song the other day with my friend Micah, and you know, we had come up with this idea, but we just really needed to have a background for the characters. So that's something that's so fun to do when you're writing a song, is just the process of coming up with a background for everybody and a storyline, and it's just it's fun, and it's also awesome when you get to relate it to something and have somebody relate to that song.
I get that. I mean, I'm a creative person myself. A matter of fact, I'm actually attempting to learn guitar right now, which is not easy.
Oh, no, it's not.
Which is definitely not easy.
I taught myself. That's a hard thing to do.
Same. I'm teaching myself right now. And YouTube is a lifesaver when it comes to that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially like for beginning. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. YouTube is the best.
YouTube is such a lifesaver. Oh my God. It's just great.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, I know we follow each other on social media. So how has social media affected your career thus far?
Well, actually, it's done a lot of good for my career, just being able to post something and getting the word out. You know, when I have shows, for example, I posted that I have my show tomorrow at 4:04, and Craig was like, oh, I'll be there, you know, and it's cool to be able to to share where you're going to be playing and having people see that and being like, oh, you know what, I'm actually going to be in the area. I can definitely make it. And along with, like, just sharing on social media in general, sharing my music video, I think I'm almost at 15,000 likes or 15,000 views on my music video for Crooked Reach just on Facebook, just from people sharing it and getting the word out. And I've had people that, you know, I acquaintances that I'm not friends with on Facebook, they'll end up messaging me and being like, hey, I saw your music video. Like, it looks so good. And it's really cool to be able to share things on social media and have the most random people see them.
Yeah.
You know,
trust me,
without
social media, I never would have known that you were playing tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm very thankful that I'll have an opportunity to see you before I leave.
Yeah, I'm excited that you get to be there.
Yes.
Social media, specifically Twitter and Instagram, I'm getting more into posting about the show on Facebook. But speaking for the show, social media has just been the best thing ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's where we find, like 90% of our guests, we find them on social media. So, and it's like you said, I'll get a random tweet from somebody, be like, hey, I enjoyed so-and-so show or whatever, and I'm like, all right, wow, this is cool. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just cool to be able to network through social media.
You know, and I honestly never thought this show would last over 2 weeks.
Well, I'm glad that it did.
because like I said, it's been almost 6 years, and of course, my passion, like I said, my passion is music, and I knew, obviously, I had to do something that would keep me close to the industry that I just really love and have so much respect for. So I decided, what better way than to create this radio show and bring artists on for interviews.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jess, I wanted to ask, what is next on the horizon for you in 2018? What are your goals? Where do you wish to play? What would you
accomplish? It's funny that you asked that, because I just had a conversation with someone about this a little earlier. I just, this year, my biggest aspirations and goals are to, write as much as I can, and hopefully I plan on getting a publishing deal. That's like my goal by the end of this year, is to be signed to a publishing deal. And, I'm going to be releasing my EP in the summer, and, just writing for my EP, getting the perfect songs, getting everything just perfect for that EP is something I'm really going to work hard on. I have a lot of shows coming up in February. Some of them I haven't posted yet, but I have shows in March. We're possibly planning to do a little mini tour in Florida, since that's where I'm from. I have a band down there, actually, that when I was living in Florida, they were my band. And, we're going to reach out to them and see what we can get going down in Florida, just to do, like, a little mini tour. Because in Nashville, there's definitely band gigs, but most of the ones that are downtown are going to be cover songs. I really enjoy playing, full-out band songs with my originals, and most of the shows for originals down here are going to be acoustic singer-songwriter shows.
Like at the Commodore.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly, and tomorrow at 4:04.
Yes. Where in Florida do you see yourself performing? Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale?
I mean, honestly, I'm thinking of doing, like, up the state. Like, I have family in Orlando. I have family in Wildwood. My whole family's in Fort Lauderdale. Pretty much just where I grew up, county, all the way up to West Palm Beach, and keep going up to Ocala and that kind of thing. Maybe even make a couple stops in Tallahassee and Gainesville.
Nice.
Awesome.
My mother lives in Florida, and I didn't get a chance to see her in December like planned because I got sick. So I want to see her in Florida before CMA Fest. So I mentioned this, that it turns out if you're playing around West Palm Beach around April or May, I would consider scheduling my trip around seeing my mother to come see you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We don't have any set plans yet. It's something that we are currently contacting just a couple of venues down there and trying to get in touch with, just some friends down there to get everything going. So I don't have any set dates yet, but when I do, I'll definitely let you know.
Well, terrific. And one last question. Well, for the series, do you see yourself performing during CMA Fest week, like the Commodore or 404, like
yeah,
you do tomorrow?
Absolutely. Last year for CMA, I performed at the Listening Room with Band Twango, which was really, really cool to get to do. And I think I did another show. I can't remember when exactly it was, if it was during CMA Fest, but I did another show around there. So I definitely plan on and that was when I didn't have, anybody behind me, any team behind me. So I definitely plan on playing some shows during CMA Fest.
Well, awesome. I look forward to seeing you.
Uh, The listening room is probably one of my favorite places to go in Nashville. I love that place.
Have you been
so
to
much.
Have you been to the new venue, the new listening room?
I have not yet.
Oh, it's so nice. It's huge. It's so much bigger than the one on Second Ave, and it's
mm-hmm.
just it's a lot bigger.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask, being sort of a quote unquote new to Nashville, how's it treating you?
Oh, I love Nashville. The people here are just so amazing, and the support that I get from all the artists. You know, we're all doing the same thing, so it's just a big camaraderie that everybody has up here, and we all write together, and we all go to shows together, and it's great. Nashville has been amazing, and I don't plan on leaving at all, ever.
I feel like the country music industry as a whole, from the fans to the artist, everybody is just, and I use this word all the time, I feel like everybody's so approachable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with that.
And I also feel like everybody's one big family, like you said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody's so supportive of each other up here.
And I've met several, a few major artists and a few independent artists like yourself. I've been just to say 99.5% of the people I've met in the industry have been nothing but super sweet and just so gracious with their time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's how it is up here.
Yep. A couple more questions for you. Then I think we'll let you go.
Okay.
Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, since moving up here, I've gotten to write with some really big name writers. I wrote with Larry Alderman, and you know, he's had number ones for dating back 10, 15 years. And I'm actually writing with Steve O'Brien, who wrote Rock My World, Little Country Girl. I was supposed to write with him today, but he had something that he had to do. So I'm going to be writing with him in a couple weeks, and I'm really excited about that. But other than that, I'm just getting to meet the people that I'm working with up here, and just writing with different people has been so amazing.
You know, and that kind of begs the question that I didn't even plan on asking. when you're across the room from these songwriters, do you ever just stop and think, is this actually my life right now?
All the time. It's so humbling to go to, you know, these events and see these songwriters, and it's like, this is my family. You know, this the music industry
right.
is one big family, and it's like, this is what I get to do. I all the time I feel like that. It just puts you in like in awe.
You know, I found myself asking myself that question pretty much every day for the past 6 years, because I get to talk to you guys as a hobby. I mean, if you would have told me 7 years ago that I'd be doing this radio show, I'd have slept you and asked what kind of drugs you were on.
Yeah, Nashville, the music scene just up here is amazing, and it's the writers and everything about it is amazing.
Agreed completely. One or two more questions for you. And this question comes from my friends over at CM Chat, who are just incredible people in and of themselves. If you could pick one celebrity to narrate the story of your life, who would it be?
Oh, my goodness. That's so easy. Miranda Lambert. She just has that fiery, funny personality.
That was quick.
And I think... that was an easy question. Yeah, my life is pretty funny. Just like I'm pretty clumsy, and I just think I think she would do a really good job at telling my story. It'd be a pretty funny story from her.
Mine would probably have to be Morgan Freeman.
Oh, of course. I mean,
let's face it. That man makes pretty much everything exponentially more awesome. Let's just face it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, let's see. Oh, last question, I think. Whether in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
Honestly, I would say professional and personal, just to be myself and do not let anybody, you know, try and control the direction that I go in. I'm a very headstrong person, and I know what I want, and luckily I have people in my life who have the same direction and same idea for my music, and, you know, just me having to be myself, you know, and sing what I want to sing how I want to sing, you know, sing a message. So, that's definitely the best advice I've been given, is just don't let anybody change who you are.
Awesome.
I'd like to ask one last question.
All right, go ahead.
If there's one venue, that is your dream venue to perform, where would it be?
Opry. Grand Ole Opry, for sure. Either that or the Ryman. They're both such amazing historical venues. And I know there's so many other places, you know, throughout at least the United States, like Times Square or Madison Square Garden, I mean. But definitely the Mother Church or the Grand Ole Opry.
I can see you performing at the opera. I would love to see it.
I would love to play there.
You'll definitely get there one day. I guarantee you.
I'm praying for it.
Absolutely. And like I said earlier, if there's ever anything we can do to help that dream along for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Wow. 45 minutes and it just flown by.
Oh, yeah. It did. It really did.
Yeah, this was a wonderful interview, Jess. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us. It's been wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
I know I say this all the time, but it was so much fun, and you were such a joy to talk to.
Oh, thank you.
So, one last question for you before we let you go. Is there anything that we haven't covered in the past 45 minutes that you would have liked to?
Honestly, you did a really good job of interviewing me with questions that I couldn't even think of. I mean, I think we covered everything, and you asked some really fun questions that definitely made me think.
The types of interviews I do are the types of interviews that I personally love, because I'm not one to just fire question after question at the guest and just no conversation or no chit chat in between. I like to keep things fun and lighthearted. So
yeah, absolutely. I agree. It's more fun like that.
That's just how I am. But before we do go, where can fans find you on social media if they want to keep up with you?
I am on every social media site, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. If you just look up Jess Taylor Music, that's my handle for most, like Facebook, Jess Taylor Music, Instagram, Jess Taylor Music. You can go to JessTaylorMusic.com. And, all my Twitter, Instagram, social media links are on my my website.
Awesome. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I follow you on pretty much everything except Facebook, which I will fix that. In about 2 minutes, I'll fix that.
Yeah,
yep,
absolutely.
Full social media coverage across the board.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thank you for taking about 45 minutes out of your day to come and talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, thank you so much for having me. I would love to be on again.
Absolutely.
You're always open, Jess. You always have an open invitation.
You're always more than welcome back anytime. Always.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And I hope I'm not overstepping anything here, but in the past, almost hour that we spoke, I do consider you a friend.
Yeah, I absolutely. I feel the same way.
So we're going to let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jess Taylor. Jess is such a sweetheart and just so great. Since Craig told me before the show that he had to go about 5:15. Craig left, so I've had to cancel the previous 2 weeks of Indie Country Radio, but it is making a return this coming Friday, barring any unforeseen circumstances. It is making a return. We've got music from Taji Bachman, Tierra, and Alexis Taylor. But Saturday at 4:30 Central, we've got a radio host, Cassie Lynn Wells, joining us. It's always so much fun to get to I talk with another member of our industry and pick their brains a little bit. So with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.